Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I am Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Buki Emiseta. Okay, Buki Emiseta, B-U-C-H-I, Buki, and E-M-E-C-H-E-T-A, Emiseta. Okay, now her dates are from 1944 to 2017. Now Buki was born in Nigeria and her novels largely deal with the difficult and unequal role of women in both immigrant and African societies and explore the tensions between tradition and modernity. Okay? And essentially she is a Igbo writer. I-G-B-O. Igbo. Now, Igbo is a language that is spoken in Nigeria and some of the neighboring countries. And Nigeria is a country in Africa. Okay? Now, Igbo is also used as a title to describe the people who live there. Okay? Especially in the southeastern Nigeria. In that region, the Igbo people live and they speak Igbo. Okay? And Buki Emiseta is also a Igbo writer. Now, Buki is famous for her first novel, which was Second Class Citizen. Okay? Second Class Citizen, which came out in 1974. Now, let me tell you that even before publishing her first novel, she began writing stories based on her life. Okay? And this was published in a magazine called New Statesman. And later on, all of these stories that she published came to be collected in a novel called In the Ditch. Okay? In the Ditch. This was published even before Second Class Citizen was. Okay? But this is more of a collection of stories. Whereas Second Class Citizen, which was published in 1974, this is in the form of a novel. Okay? And this is the one for which she is famous. Second Class Citizen. Okay? Now, some of the other works by Buki Emiseta are, one is called The Bride Price. Okay? The Bride Price. This came out in 1976. Uske baad, The Slave Girl. Okay? The Slave Girl. This came out in 1977. And then The Joys of Motherhood. Okay? The Joys of Motherhood, which was published in 1979. Okay? Now, keep in mind that Emiseta was married at the age of 16 years. Okay? And thereafter, she emigrated with her husband from Nigeria to London in 1962. And afterwards, she began writing stories based on her life, including the problems that she initially encountered in England. And also keep in mind that the books that Emiseta has written, there are three major themes that you will find again and again. First, the quest for equal treatment, then self-confidence, and finally, dignity as a woman. Now, in the year 1989, Emiseta published a novel called Gwendolyn. Okay, Gwendolyn. G-W-E-N-D-O-L-E-N. Gwendolyn. Now, this novel addresses the issues of immigrant life. Okay, immigrant life in Great Britain. Because let me remind you that whoever emigrates to a foreign land, whether it be anybody from India going abroad or from Africa going to Europe, everybody faces some kind of challenge in adjusting to a new cultural setting, new environment. And similar is the case of Buki Emiseta. Okay? And Emiseta has been characterized as the first successful black woman. Okay? First successful black woman novelist living in Britain after 1948. And in her works, you'll always find also the themes of child slavery, motherhood, okay? Female independence. Okay? All of these you'll find again and again in her works. And her works often explore the themes of culture and the tension between tradition and modernity. Okay? So, from an exam point of view, just remember that Buki Emiseta is a Nigerian writer. She is famous for her novel, Second Class Citizen. Okay? Uske baad, ek aur inka jo work hai, In the Ditch. This was a collection of stories that she had published earlier. Uske baad, teen aur kitabe hai inki. One is called The Bride Price. Okay, The Bride Price, then The Slave Girl, and finally The Joys of Motherhood. Okay?